This is State Senator Victor Attia talking to the people in Southwest Oregon. Much of the problems that we've been having in the past, I believe, has come because of what I call sloppy legislation by the Oregon legislature. We've been writing bills too often with a great deal of latitude for rules and regulations by state agencies of government who have many times not really followed the intent of the Oregon legislature. But intent is a hard thing to discover, and oftentimes it's hard to read in the bill itself. A good example of what I'm trying to say is this session at an environment committee in which we had members from the Department of Environmental Quality coming up with a bill regarding hazardous wastes. Now, hazardous wastes are fairly well described in a description of what that amounts to in the bill itself. But later on in the bill, it says, with a hearing, the Department of Environmental Quality can talk about or other wastes, and that's all it says. I jumped on them pretty hard, and I said, now look, how in the world can anybody go to the statutes and find out which direction you might go as an agency to determine what other waste is? It would be anything that you decide it is. And if we as citizens have to reverse that, it's going to cost us an awful lot of money and time to get that changed. And so I'm insistent that we get better guidelines in our legislation, and so that the agencies will have really a definitive parameter within which they work. So, as I say, much of the problem lays at the feet of the Oregon legislature, and I'm determined not to let that happen. It's an interesting thing to me in regard to school finance, the thing that's been so widely discussed by so many people, is that the safety net or new tax-based proposals are running in kind of a pretty rocky road, a lot more than anybody thought they might. In our revenue committee, of which I'm a member, we've discussed it at great length with a variety of reactions from people. The one thing we haven't done, and I believe that we ought to do, is really get down to some principal discussions first. For example, how much do the people really want to vote on school budgets? And I happen to think that they really want to. But we need to get into that. And, of course, the other question, how many times? Do they want to repeatedly vote on their budgets until their voice can be heard? Another question which might go against this voting by the people in the district is the other question that needs to be asked. Do the people in a school district really have a right to lock out their students? Now, we've had, of course, some school closures, and you have had in your area. And fortunately, schools have opened again. But isn't there really a responsibility of the state of Oregon to see that all students at least get a minimum or basic, whatever word anyone wants to use, education? Is that not the responsibility under the Constitution of the state of Oregon? And that it is those other programs, the additions to basic education, over which the people have local control? But we haven't discussed those things. And I think that these are important things that we need to talk about. In future discussions, I will be talking with you about the extension of the runway at North Bend, a rebate bill which we've discussed earlier, and, of course, not taxing inflation. But for now, this is Senator Victor Attia saying goodbye, and we'll be talking to you next week.